Hey there, welcome back to Unfolding. I'm Erica Vohl, and I'm a confidence and well-being coach, and I use tools like human design, coaching, and Reiki to help women in midlife say no to what drains them, because then they start to trust their decisions and understand their unique strengths. And together, we clear old patterns so that they can make confident decisions and start putting themselves first. I believe your human design is your roadmap and your permission to do things differently and confidently. This episode is a real slice of my life right now, and we talk about the messy middle all the time. We don't talk about these bumpy beginnings. We have this growth, and we make this big change, and we go, and we're like, ah. And then we hit this mini plateau, and we're like, oh, okay. I thought this was going to be different. I thought I would get to this point, and things would be so much better. And there's this idea of how you'll feel. And when you reach this dream, it's amazing. And then you get there and you're like, oh, I'm here. And hello. And most of you know that I left my full-time position at the library recently. It's actually been 1 month. And I love working from home. And I love my new job. And I love being a full-time coach. What I didn't realize was that I was going to struggle with inspiration. I'm writing my human design lessons for my clients, and they are so much fun. I love recording them. But this is stuff I know. It's like I don't have to come up with new material. What I'm struggling with is like my newsletters and my podcast, which is why this podcast is going to be on a bit of a summer break, or it will be off and on until August. Because, you know, when the inspiration hits, I'll write something. And when my kid goes back to school in August, I have a feeling that things will be shifting a little bit because I'll be having to figure out a new working schedule. When I tried to sit down and write an episode a few weeks ago, I had this aha moment. I love my aha moments. I realized that many of my newsletters and the podcast episodes were actually written while I was sitting at a public service desk at the library. Yes, I love working from home. I love the freedom I have now, but ever since I left the library, I have not had many ideas. I had this vision that when I left the library, my ideas would be flowing so freely because I wasn't stuck in a job that I hated, and it left me feeling drained every single day that I was there. But the reality is, the ideas aren't flowing. I'll get an idea when I hear a podcast episode, or when I'm creating a lesson, I'll think, oh, I want to use this as a future podcast episode. Or I'll go on a walk and I'll start to make some voice notes, but then I'll write them down and they start to fizzle. And I'll think, oh, this great idea, and it's writing and it's 3-4 paragraphs in. And then I lose my focus and it veers off into something completely different. Or something even weird. It's like this weird stream of consciousness tangents that don't really make sense. And it's made me realize that those ideas that came while I was on the public service desk, 6 different desks, these were where my inspirations were coming. I was around other people. I was at a desk near the public computers is where a lot of my letters came from. And people were there sitting on the computers. They were working. They were doing whatever they were working on. And I noticed that because I have an undefined head center in human design, I know that I get inspiration from other people, places I'm at, people I'm around. And little did I know that that inspiration was coming from sitting at a job where I was miserable and draining me every day. Not to say that I don't have inspiration, you know, from people in my house and my dog, but I live with them every single day. And so I'm used to their energy. And I didn't really notice their energy. And it's also summer. So, you know, I think a lot of us, our brains go on summer vacation. My kid is home almost all the time, except for a few camps where she's at. My husband is at work. And he is still getting inspiration because his artwork seems to be going and it seems to be almost nonstop. So I was at a co-working session for my business coaching group, and I told them I was struggling with this, and they gave me this idea to go back to the library, to go back to the place where I did not enjoy being. I did not enjoy working there, but little did I know that a lot of my ideas were coming from there. So I'm going to go back to the library. I'm going to go back to get ideas for my business to support this job that I love, because going to coffee shops is great. But there's not been enough inspiration there. I don't think there's enough movement in people. I can borrow ideas from people when I'm there, but that energy, I don't think, is quite moving as much as it does when I'm at the library, because there are people coming in and out constantly. Maybe there's ideas from the books that, you know, the energy from the books. There's also a myriad of ages of people coming into the library, which I think it changes things for me. But I know at coffee shops, people tend to sit down and work for hours. And I imagine that maybe the flow of the energy of people is what helped me. But whatever it was, there was something happening that I am now missing in my new work situation, in my new setup. So I'm going to figure out where to get my ideas and to form them into podcasts. And the podcast will probably be a bit more sporadic than in the past. And as someone who tends to tie their worth to my productivity, thank you, Open Ego Center, I am learning to be okay with not being productive all the time. I have plenty of things to work on. I have lessons for clients, and I love that. I get to meet with more clients now, and I know that the inspiration will come. It always does. I just need to really settle into a new way of working, a new way of being. And we all have seasons of change in our lives, and giving ourselves grace can be the hardest thing. It's one of the key elements in my human design to give myself and others grace. So I want to give a special shout out to the members of The Hive. They are part of my business group that I am a part of, and they gave me this idea for this podcast. See? Inspiration from other people. And it sparked me to write this whole episode right after we got off the call. So shout out to The Hive members. And I would love to hear from you where your inspiration comes from. Think about it. Like, if you look at your human design chart, that open head center, that top triangle, you are getting inspiration from other people and other places. So if you're feeling stuck, I invite you to get out, go places, maybe even go back and sit, you know, where you were, didn't enjoy it, but the ideas were flowing. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, I hope you're doing well. I hope you are doing things this summer that are bringing you so much joy. Have a good one.